Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, As You See Yourself. It is unrealistic to expect people to see you as you see yourself. Epictetus. Although today's quote seems like it's pretty simple, I think there's a lot we can unpack from this one. What does Epictetus mean with this saying? Why does it matter if others don't see us the way that we see ourselves? Have you ever talked about your impressions of another person with your partner or maybe a close friend? You'll often find that while a lot of your impressions will probably be very similar, there are things that both of you will point out that maybe the other person didn't see or didn't even consider. There may even be things that you completely disagree upon. Why is that? How can two people see the same person so differently? If we want a pretty clear example of this, think about how you view political candidates. Now let's say that you have a fairly liberal political view, and you're listening to a fairly liberal candidate. You're more likely to find yourself thinking highly of that person than, say, your conservative neighbor would. Because of our own bias and because of our own worldview, we can see the same person in a completely different light. We may find them more or less credible or trustworthy based upon how much they agree with or disagree with our worldview. And when it comes to other people, because we are not in their heads, we don't know what their motivations are. We don't know their thoughts of why they do what they do. We can only observe their behavior and make our own assumptions as to what we believe their motivations to be. And so other people do the same with us. You may have a perfectly valid reason for how you acted in some situation, but just as you don't know the thoughts of others, other people don't know your thoughts either. And what Epictetus is reminding us here is that if others think poorly of us because of the choices we make or assume bad motivations on our side, we need to remind ourselves that they don't know our minds. So the next time you get upset about somebody misunderstanding you, keep in mind that they are making the best judgment based upon their own experience and their observations of you. So you'd be wise to cut them some slack, as you would hope they do for you. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter. Also, if you could do me a favor and leave me a review and a rating on iTunes or Google Play, I would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.